Test 72, Section 3, Question 20. With this one, we want to know what is supported by the statements above. So neuroscientists, they take volunteers with amusia, different hard time telling melodies apart, to shifts in pitch comparable to those that occur when someone plays a piano key and then another. So basically they're testing people who can't really tell tunes to see if they can hear the difference between pitches. So the volunteers were unable to discern a difference, so they couldn't hear the difference, but the volunteers were able to track timed sequences of musical tones and perceive slight changes in timing. Now, when you put all those things together, they couldn't hear the difference between pitch, but they could in timing. So therefore, amusia sounds like it is a tonal thing rather than a tempo thing. So that's kind of what we get. So A, people who are unable to discern pitch compensate by developing a heightened perception of timing. We don't know that it's a heightened perception, just that they have the ability to notice timing. Amusia results more from an inability to discern pitch than an inability to discern timing. That's very strongly supported. I would probably just take that and go, but we'll look at the others. People who are unable to tell pitches apart in isolation are able to do so in the context of melody by relying on timing. Well, no, because we actually know that some people can't tell. The ability to tell melodies apart depends on the discernment of pitch alone and not at all. Way too strong. Whereas perception of timing can apparently be learned, discernment of pitch is most likely innate. We don't have anything about innate versus learned. And so therefore, answer choice B definitely is our best response for this one.